Hello and welcome to the Dragon Show. That's Dragon and Fair together. And this is the, I think, 10th episode. Oh, this is Xander and Alkali.
I'm not here.
We are actually in Ferret's house today.
You almost didn't let me say my line. They're waiting. They're waiting to hear where I am every week. And you skipped right to the episode number, the thing I hate most about the podcast, to remind me that we just got into double digits. We've been doing this for 4 years, and we just got into double digits.
And you have no sense of time.
Time is irrelevant.
Unless you're like the Quantum Leap Sam Beckett guy.
No, I am a quantum podcaster. I went back in time and sucked so much that this podcast sucks.
Yeah, you mean suck dick.
I did that back in time, too. Abraham Lincoln. Four score and oh my.
He was gay, or at least that's what they say.
They sound, if you watch History Channel 2, where the world ends every half an hour.
Did they say that on President's Day?
History Channel 2 is doing another amazing show. I don't care what anyone says. The shows that they come up with for H2 are just fucking phenomenal. And it's the 10 things you don't know. And every episode is 10 things you don't know about something.
That may or may not be true.
No, it's true. They have the 10 things you don't know. And the one that I got to see was Abraham Lincoln. And it was actually most of it fucking badass. Like, Lincoln considered himself a slave as a kid, you know, like most of us.
Right.
Mom and Dad made me wear my breeches all the way to my belly button this week. Man, chop down trees. Like, Abraham Lincoln loved to get into bar fights. Fucking bar fights.
Okay, I'm confused. So he was chopping down trees. I thought that was George Washington.
Oh, no. George Washington was fighting aliens because steampunk is an amazing game.
It's an amazing thing.
Game.
What?
Steampunk is awesome.
What? It's a game?
Steampunk?
Yeah.
Is a genre.
Yeah, but you said it was
tabletop.
I see what you're saying.
But I don't even see what I'm saying. How could you see what I'm saying? I'm
it's
drunk.
It's more than just tabletop. But if, okay.
Nothing is more than tabletop. Everything. Okay, name anything and I will tell you how it stems from tabletop.
My Little Pony.
Jews.
What?
Tell me that Jewish people aren't the greatest comedy writers, correct?
Okay.
Okay, Jewish people obviously wrote My Little Pony.
Okay.
I kill Jews in D&D all the time. Which, therefore, D&D, My Little Pony came from D&D.
Which one's the Jewish pony?
The money pony, of course.
Woody Allen pony or something?
Oh my.
He's just got huge glasses.
Is it hot in here? Oh, I'm very hot.
Yes.
And then My Little Pony stems from D&D. And not to mention, and I shit you not, there is a My Little Pony RPG. It's technically not My Little Pony. Somebody came up with rules for basically taking all of your childhood toys and making it a tabletop game, and you just use them to play.
Yeah, I don't have nothing to
say.
I
was Princess
about that.
Peach. The McDonald's figure?
Yeah.
That you got? I was Princess Peach once.
I'm sorry.
It was amazing, I saved the world.
Princess Peach is like the worst thing to happen to women's rights. All she does is get kidnapped.
Barbie was the worst thing to happen to women's rights.
Yeah, but even Barbie, like, did shit. Princess Peach just, like, she actually had a game. Her powers were her emotions. I'm not even making this up. You could cry. You could get mad. It was just massive mood swings.
Please tell me that once a month she got to shoot a fireball.
That would be amazing if that actually was true.
Cooch fire!
Yeah.
Dead air. Unless they could actually hear the...
You know, that or they thought we were having sex over the microphone and it just...
No, that's the episode 11.
Oh, okay.
And that's the episode where we get to answer that one guy's question.
Let's not go there.
Okay, just so everyone out there knows, acceptable questions to send to the show. Hey guys, how do you come up with your topics? Hey guys, what do you think about the war in Africa? Unacceptable questions. Which one of you tops...
Yeah, it's like, it's not hard to figure out.
It's obvious.
Yeah, you just,
Dreidel, 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 I made you out of, what? It's a top.
Exactly. Because you're Jewish. Or we think. I don't know.
I save money.
That's why we think you're Jewish.
I know.
And your hair.
Shut up.
And your huge nose. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, now I'm self-conscious about everything.
And your clever, witty, Woody Allen-esque writing.
Have you, okay, yeah, writing?
Yeah.
All I do, I haven't written anything down since I was 7. I can't read my handwriting.
Okay, what's the word for writing that isn't writing?
Improvising?
I don't know.
Tattoo!
Tattoo?
Yes, tattoo. That's writing that isn't writing.
You're still writing.
It's not when I tattoo. Have you seen my tattoos?
You have no tattoos.
Except, so you haven't seen them, so you don't even know what I'm talking about.
Or do they just look like hair, as I thought was hair?
Actually, they're flesh tattoos. I'm a zombie.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you ever see Death Becomes Her?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I didn't.
What the fuck?
I was grasping at straws there.
I figured you, of all people, would have seen Death Becomes Her.
Her.
Oh.
If it was Death Becomes Him, that's the porno I saw, yes.
But it had Bruce Willis. There was that.
That's right. Actually, I take that all back. I totally saw Death Becomes Her.
Okay.
I just remembered the title and I was kind of grasping.
You're just like dead people. Yay.
Yeah, but awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
I actually went on to the Redbox site today.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you go on to Redbox, you can see, like, user reviews for movies. There was one that was called, like, Zombies, This Movie Sucks. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. The reviews, I've never seen one that was, like, unanimously bad review.
Oh,
like,
wow.
If you go, I've never, it's like, somebody's like, well, they tried. No, this one was like, every review got worse and worse. Like, well, the movie was bad, but when I opened the DVD player, a big piece of shit didn't come out and stab my family, so I gave it 1 star. And it got worse from there.
I don't understand how Netflix rates things sometimes. It's like, hey, this is what we think's good for you. And sometimes they're just like, hey, fuck you, Netflix.
I actually think Netflix has something. I don't know how they know, but every once in a while in my Netflix, like, hey, we think you'll like this. You know, it's got, like, you know, Battlestar Galactica,
yeah.
Star Trek Next Generation, and then the gay movie Eating Out. Like, it's just thrown in there. Like, how did you know?
I saw that.
And then it responds to me by saying, Battlestar Galactica, Star Trek The Next... Oh,
they just
you
saw,
got me.
They just saw you were watching that scene from Top Gun, the volleyball scene over and over.
We're about to lose a listener.
Oh, okay.
I hate that movie.
Top Gun?
Top Gun is awful.
It's very stereotypical.
The listener we just lost is
what?
John.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, because Tom's really listening into this one. He's
absolutely.
One day I'll have Xander... Back to fudge packing.
Mm-hmm.
La, 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 la.
But,
which stems back to D&D.
But you're saying John loves Top Gun.
It's I don't want to say it's his favorite movie, but it's definitely up there. I did watch it through once. I know that I've watched it through at least one time, because I know there was a time in my life where I wanted to kill myself more than any other time.
Just pretend it's in space and it's Battlestar Galactica.
Fuck you. How dare you ruin space?
Okay, it's the old Battlestar Galactica. It's just stock footage of ships shooting each other.
Actually, if you watch the old Battlestar Galactica really carefully, yeah. Not only can you see strings, you can see marionettes falling asleep in the background.
Nice. Or just like the old Cylons were just big tin cans with lights on them.
They were awesome.
I know, they were bulky.
And they had voice synthesizers.
They just went woo-woo. They were just like Kit, right?
With a voice synthesizer.
Oh, right.
Voice synthesizers are awesome. I want one for, like, everyday things.
When you answer your phone?
No. Oh. When I get into a taxi, take me to Austin! What just happened? You are not from country!
I'm so confused right now.
I don't have a voice synthesizer, so I had to put my hand in front of my mouth and talk weird. That's what happened.
You could always just, like, pretend that you need it, like a cancer kazoo. You know?
Holy shit, I forgot those existed. You need to buy me one. It was Valentine's Day. Go get me a cancer kazoo.
No.
Give me a cancer kazoo.
No.
I want to start answering the phone at work.
We canceled Valentine's Day. Don't you remember that episode?
Yeah, because we don't like spending money.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm Jewish and you're smart.
Oh, there you go.
And Valentine's Day is stupid.
That's how we figured out you're Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, no Valentine's Day. Shlemiel, shlemachel.
Oh, for years, all of my friends, like, the longer my friends get to know me, the more Jewish they think I am. And I don't get me wrong, like, I am very, I'm generous. Mm-hmm. If my friends and I go out to dinner, I'll pick up the bill every once in a while. I might owe someone, not a problem at all. But God damn it, I will never pay full price for anything. My mother taught me better than that.
This is how we know we're Jewish.
Absolutely. Do you see the envelope down there? For those listeners at home, the envelope he just picked up is rather large, manila, and looks like it holds many, many pieces of paper. That envelope is coupons!
And imaginary.
Coupons!
I'm destroying your illusion. What the, oh, fine, an envelope. Is that really? God damn it.
Do you think I was kidding?
Yes, oh coupons. My god. That's a lot of coupons.
Coupons.
I figure you just waste life by cutting out coupons. I don't know.
Yeah, oh yeah, because I've got three things to live for at this point, and all three of them involve the word Xander and blowjobs.
Look, it's like Gauntlet. You have that constant thing, the life meter going down. You could either stay there and just, like, shoot a pile of bones, or you can just go towards the exit.
Green Mage needs coupons badly.
He does. You could get a potion and make everyone disappear.
Oh, you know, you brought it up. I have to ask you.
Okay.
Was it just me, or was Gauntlet the first game that you wish you had more friends to play?
Oh, see, I had a brother who wasn't a douchebag, so then I could at least play with him. Like, he would actually play arcade games with you. Yours would get drunk.
Oh, no. My brother did play Gauntlet once. Okay. He learned one very valuable lesson from Gauntlet. I got angry when he shot my food. And he played solely for that purpose.
What? Okay, what world... You throw an axe at a food and it just disappears?
You've obviously never been to my house for Thanksgiving.
Like a putty. Is that what happens? Is it just the chicken explodes when you throw an axe at it? You have very strange Thanksgivings.
Yeah, you don't?
Now we're going to start off what we do every year. We throw an axe at a chicken.
Tradition.
Oh, okay.
You have Thanksgiving traditions too, if I remember correctly.
Getting drunk on Bloody Marys?
Yes, Bloody Marys is not very thankful.
No, that's Christmas. Actually, I think it's Thanksgiving too. Never mind.
It's every day for you, drunkie.
I like Bloody Marys.
Ew.
What?
She called last week.
Just don't look in the mirror when you drink one. It's
oh,
very
is
bad.
That what Bloody Mary is?
Yeah.
Oh,
God. You drink three Bloody Marys in the mirror, and a drunk person kills you. I think just the...
Three Bloody... And a drunk person kills you.
Yeah. You'll just, David Hasselhoff will just, like, barrel through...
That's more than drunk.
Yeah. He'll just barrel through your bathroom.
At this point in his career, he's a fucking artist.
He's still... While driving Kit. Okay?
Wait. Yeah? Was he the guy who drove... Was he Knight Rider?
I know you got... Well, yeah. That's David Hasselhoff.
I always... Okay, what? I'm actually very confused. For some reason, I thought... Oh, you know what? No, I'm thinking, who's the guy from Boy Meets World, the principal?
What?
Wasn't he the voice of Kit?
He might have... Actually, I never knew that.
I think that's the voice... Okay, that's where I was getting confused. For some reason, I thought he drove Kit. So David Hasselhoff drove Kit.
Now I'm picturing David Hasselhoff on that guy's back. Just ride... If he got really drunk...
Like, actually,
come on, Kit.
If I'm Let's right, go. You know that there's fanfic of this. Oh my god, do you think there's fanfic of David Hasselhoff fucking a car?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Rule 34.
There was already like a My Strange Fuck Toy. I don't even know what it was.
Okay, hold on. We're starting that sentence over. What?
That's the name of the show.
My Strange Fuck Toy? That's called My Little Pony. You're just exchanging words.
No, it was an episode of one of those
dildo pony
fucking show where the guy was like rubbing against his car for real, and he would that's what he had
oh,
sex
that
with.
That was HBO Real Sex 13.
I was it really? Or are you just making shit up?
50-50.
Oh, okay, fine.
I do know. Okay. I will tell you this: when I was a kid, we had a cheater box. These don't exist anymore because of technology. They learned that they could stop giving people free shit. But when I was a kid, there was a literal device that was easy to get a hold of that had a switch on it.
Okay.
Because every channel used to go to your TV. Premium channels, everything.
Yeah.
And all it was garbled. Like, remember those old movies like that people nowadays don't understand where people are looking at the fuzz?
Because they have digital signals now.
Right. But they used to send the signal to your house, but they just garbled it.
Right.
And you could sometimes catch a nipple through the garble.
Mm-hmm.
Cheater boxes, once you flip the switch... Ungarbled it, so you'd have every channel.
Absolutely.
Our TV was so old, even with the cheater box, it still only went up to channel 99. We couldn't get into the hundreds.
Oh, yeah.
Playboy was channel 101.
Oh.
Couldn't do it when I was growing up, but you know, we did have HBO. And you know what came on HBO late at night?
Real sex.
Real sex. And you know the first real sex I saw?
What?
Cake farting.
What the fuck?
I still fucking remember to this day. It was the first time I snuck downstairs. I turned the volume all the way down. I got my little dick out. I turned it on. And there's... If I'm lying, I am dying. Three people in clown makeup. Yeah. Full clown costumes, pants down, farting into cakes.
I think I saw the commercials for that, and I think they just try to find whoever wouldn't masturbate this. They just drive them away and...
Obviously not. I'm still here.
Oh, fuck.
What? I was young and stupid.
I gotta search your folders more carefully.
No, actually, the worst part is, and I was afraid of clowns. Not because of that. I saw Stephen King's It when I was five.
Then you went to the... She went to the circus, like, oh shit, they're gonna fart on cakes.
No, I went to the circus and I was scared to death of them, but turned on.
God damn it.
Happy birthday to... Oh.
Anyway.
Now our listeners know way too much about
me.
Yes,
I'm switching subjects.
And that's why I made fun of Top Gun, so that John would stop listening before we talked about my childhood masturbatory habits.
Anyway. Yes, we're moving on. No, it was funny you mentioned childhood masturbatory habits.
Good, we've moved on.
No, we haven't. Like, okay, if they could make boy cum, like, a way to power cars, we could just solve... This is what I'm going to run on if I run for president. Boy cum is the way of the future.
You're going to jail!
More likely, yes.
Or there'll be a whole new industry of perverts if people who want to collect...
I'll be a collector. I'm here from the government.
They collect once, go to jail for 5 years, get out on good behavior, and go out into the field one more time.
I believe your son is the lucky volunteer.
He's number 100.
I've never heard of this program before. I have all the paperwork right here.
That's just a Snickers bar.
And it's in crayon.
The rest is in the van.
Yes. It says free candy on it. You're not from the government at all.
And then they throw the smoke bomb down and two cakes. Damn it! Editing.
Well, my whole point is that, like, as I've gotten older, you have to plan out your orgasms. you just can't spray it all over the place.
That's like, how I painted.
When you were in college, did you do this? See how many times you could masturbate in a day?
I am not answering this question because the answer is disgusting.
Mine was 8.
Yeah. You're fucking lightweight, okay? Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
Let me just so everyone understands why. I'm not telling you the number, and I will never tell anyone the number.
I stopped when it was just dust. Just like...
It was the first time I had a computer and access to the internet.
Oh, like, yeah.
Full access was in college, and it wasn't even my computer. My roommate gave me the password to his computer and then went away for a weekend. And my goal for that weekend was to look at all the porn on the internet.
Wow, did you win?
I came in second.
Ew. Who's second?
Oh. I'm second.
Oh, wow, you're flexible. Anyway, moving on from Boycom to Mass Effect.
You're a sick man.
Because I don't know transitions or segues. I can't do that.
Doesn't that come out in, like...
Today?
Oh my god, it's after midnight. This has been the Dragon Show.
No, fuck you.
Mass Effect 3 is out. We could be downloading it right now.
Okay, do you know what the big deal about this Mass Effect is?
I don't have it yet.
Well, there's that too. But the big deal that people are making a big stink over is that you can be gay.
They finally show you Tully's face. Wait, what?
You can be gay. You can make Shepard gay in this one. Not a lesbian, because you could do that before, I think.
Yes, you could.
Right, Femshep could, but...
His second game, you could have hooked up with as a female with the, like, your secretary or the ship's counselor or something like that.
I don't know what you... The computer?
That would have been fucking awesome.
That would be the ultimate romance.
Oh, but how great would that be? Like, you're in the room. Shepard, do you have a mission to go on? No, computer, I'm just gonna lay back in my bed and... throw these stick'em ones and zeros all over me. Oh my.
Why don't you tell the robot chicken cripple to beat it?
Oh, that's right, there was a robot in that game.
Well, it's a robot.
Legion!
Yeah, there was
Legion was awesome and I killed him!
How'd you kill him?
I played Mass Effect 2, the end of that game, like the final scene, 10 times. In 9 out of 10 times, I shit you not, fucking Legion was the one who died. And I loved Legion, because he's a robot. You know what happened the other time?
What?
I lost almost the entire rest of the team trying to save Legion. He survived.
God damn it. Wow, your computer just went weird. Okay, we're good.
Editing.
No, it's fun.
Oh, great.
We know that your computer sucks, and it looks like a fucked up Epcot Center in the background.
Don't make fun of the computer while it can hear you.
Oh,
dude,
okay.
This computer
is that
has,
why it shut down on us?
This computer has so much porn on it, it's got to be sentient.
Oh, okay.
It's got to be pregnant, at least.
No, but it makes sense that there would be a gay Shepard. Because, okay, I don't know about you, but like every Mass Effect should be called Mass Effect Chatty Cathy. It's like, it's like, so what are you doing these days? How are you? Where are you from? How you doing? Do you like that guy? Oh, you just hate black people.
It made it feel more realistic. I love
know.
That aspect.
But it's so weird that like, hey, how's it going? Just that whole thing. I don't know.
I really like it.
Let's share some wine and party and talk about times of old.
Actually, that would be awesome. You need to be a voice actor for that game. Or at least the script writer.
There was a thing where you had you shared a bottle of wine with you.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Old lady, yeah.
She was your medical officer.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was awesome. I loved that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shared a bottle of wine. You were friends.
Yeah, and then there's the, not as awesome as the I am the very model of scientist Solarian.
Okay, that was my ringtone for a while.
It was don't amazing. Blame you.
When that happened in the game, I think I rewatched it 10 times, and then I had to turn off Mass Effect, so I went to YouTube and watched it some more.
I don't want to know the spoilers, but I want to know if you can gay up Garrus. That you know all the furries want Garrus.
Incorrect.
What?
Absolutely not. Don't get me wrong. I could definitely see that being hot porn, but that's not who you gay up.
Who?
Snake Man.
Oh, yeah, I could see that too.
Oh, my God. I wanted to gay him so bad. Did I just... Is that a verb now?
I want to gay him.
I'm going to gay him.
That's... The right wing are like, God damn it, it's true. They're converting people.
They're converting pixels?
I want to gay him.
I'm going to gay him.
I want to go to there. Do your mission to gay up the lizard man.
He was awesome.
Renegade.
The worst part is, what was his name? I don't even remember it.
I don't know either.
Okay, well.
Sniper Snakey.
Snakey Sniper. Yes. Happy Snake. His character, I was so excited. Like, when I saw the commercial, oh my god, this guy's going to be amazing. And then it got to it and was kind of like, okay, they're doing the whole religious thing. Okay, cool. You know, I'll accept this. Wasn't my favorite way to do it. Because remember, he was
a religious sniper?
I don't know if it was religion or his...
They totally ripped off Saving Private Ryan. They had a religious sniper. He was like a totally crazy Christian sniper. Absolutely.
I don't know if this was religious. It was like monkey. That's the monkey is the wrong word. Monk-ish. He was like a monk.
He was a monkey.
He was a monkey. He was a snake monkey. He eats himself.
He was a monk who
He had a lot of he had a lot of. But so I kind of liked it. I really liked the character. I'm going to go with it. When you do his mission, the cutscene at the beginning of his mission. It was one of the few times that, a game has just given me complete goosebumps. It was like watching a movie. Even though the graphics was still, it's not new enough where you can't tell that it's not computer generated.
Sure.
But every aspect of it, the camera angle, the way he talked, the way the background was, every aspect of it was just everything I want out of every video game I ever play. And I just want them to capture that one more time.
BioWare knows what they're doing.
BioioWare is amazing.
Yeah.
They're not the ones who just got bought out.
See, they had gay in fantasy, apparently, but gay in space, that's a whole new level.
It's space fantasy!
Space gay is different than fantasy gay.
Oh, dude, you know why?
Because it's in the future.
No! What? Oh my god, we hit it! What? They listened to our podcast, Space Herpes!
Oh, it's
They were afraid of space herpes.
This will be the first game where you can get, an STD in space.
I would never stop laughing.
That'll be awesome.
I will never stop. I cannot tell you. That is my reward for people who do bad things during my D&D game. They get D&D AIDS.
Achievement unlocked. Burns when you pee. It'll just be a cutscene. Like, you show Shepard. It's like, oh, fuck. Oh. God damn it.
You're awful.
The ship gave me AIDS.
Yes. You need to have a love interest with the ship. And if you're gay, you can use its export valve.
Oh my god. That's all the way in the back. You'd be in space. You can breathe. You're just like...
Ugh. Man, Shepard's been going on a lot of spacewalks lately. And he seems to be into suffocation play.
would be great if one of the romances is just like super fucking kinky.
Oh my god, maybe that's it. Now I'm even more angry.
They want you to levitate you while yes. they let you fuck them in the ass or something.
Exactly! That's gotta be it. They gotta go all or none for this game.
Who needs a space swing when you can levitate people?
Yes! Yeah. Yes. It's some of his new powers or just make you pregnant. And he does it. What? The only thing he does is do it to guys, just to fuck with them. No, don't. They're really known for like bringing back the characters that survived from the last game.
Yeah.
Maybe Legion. And now I'm so Ooh. Sad that maybe Legion doesn't come back at all. The entire game. You're like, oh, what the fuck? I can't, like, I've waited the entire game to find Legion. Why isn't Legion coming back? Well, then, after you've played the game, you haven't seen him, you go online, you look at the Easter eggs, the entire time, if you watch when the ship goes by, he's just fucking it. He's just behind the ship at the tailpipe, like,
so he's a fucking robot.
He's a fucking sex robot. Dude, sex robot.
They should totally do that in Robot Chicken. Why not? Just make Legion the sex robot.
Yes! Just fucking the ship.
Yeah.
Fucking the ship.
Anyway, we should move on to something from Mass Effect before this whole episode is over.
Fucking the ship!
You have a table that you're excited about.
I'm insanely excited about the table.
Okay, you're making a gaming table.
My basement, I didn't really know what to do with my basement. It's a full, half-finished basement. It's
still
gigantic.
It's still a creepy murder basement.
Exactly. That's why it needs to become a gaming basement.
Right.
I've always wanted a place to game, and we use my kitchen, and says, I am going to make the ultimate gaming table. Because I'm good at making stuff, but this is going to be so much more. It's going to be so good that you will want to play D&D.
Yeah, right.
It'll roll dice for you.
You're going to give me a lobotomy down there. That's the only way that's going to happen.
Actually, that's the purpose of my basement.
God damn it.
I'm going to lobotomize you and make you an awesome D&D player, because most D&D players, when they're awesome, they're lobotomized.
Yeah, that's true.
Cast a third level spell. Lobotomize.
Third level spell. Cheetos.
Oh my god. I think create food and water is like fourth level.
No, that's the Jesus. Good one. That's Jesus power.
Dude, you realize what that means? Jesus only had fourth level spells. Hold on, okay, go through his powers.
Okay, he can make bread and wine.
Okay, so that's create food and water, so I think that's okay. Like fourth level, maybe fifth. I'm a little off on that one because I don't use rations in my game, so that spell really doesn't
come
into play.
He had life because he revived someone. We don't know about life too. We don't know how.
Oh, Lazarus brought people. That's fifth. Raised dead, so he had fifth level spells. Okay, so he's at least a fifth level.
Walk on water.
Okay, walk on a water walk? That's like second level.
Okay, yeah, see?
Holy shit, dude, he was low level!
Yeah.
Jesus was low level? Oh man, dude, that guy's a badass! To this day, we still talk about him and he never made it past like ninth level.
So Jesus was just basically like a low level wizard.
Oh, mid level.
Then he came to our realm and he's like, cut this shit!
Dude!
Yeah.
Absolutely he was. But think about it, like, he's a ninth level cleric and he's... Oh my god, I have so much... I'm a Catholic now.
You are a Catholic.
I know.
Oh, okay.
More Catholic now.
You're more Catholic. I don't know. What?
Oh my
of
god.
Of course it's possible.
He only had two attacks around!
Where's the ashes on your head? No, never mind.
Are you kidding me? I don't want to burst into flames.
Oh, that's true.
I may be Catholic. That just means I've accepted that I'm going to hell.
You're like Al Pacino whenever you just, like, touch the holy water. It's like... What?
That's because I throw matches in there just to make the noise.
Oh, okay. That makes totally makes sense. Did you ever see that movie?
No!
Al Pacino's the Devil? It's fun.
Me watching a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, what did I just see? I did just watch a movie. I watched Hugo.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I thought it was steampunk. And it was.
And we lied to you.
Yeah, you did lie to me, but, I mean, it was... it was slow getting into it, but overall, good movie.
Yeah.
I really did enjoy Hugo.
Yeah, we covered that.
Oh, did we?
Well, we talked about it a little bit.
Oh.
But that's okay. No, we talked about it for the Oscar podcast or whatever.
But I watched movies. You made me watch movies, and I finally watched them.
When you bang on the table, it's
I know, I didn't... Shut up.
I've tried not to do that.
I'm going to breathe through my teeth now.
Hi. Did I ever show you that video of the nerd getting super mad?
Yes. It was awful.
Really, yeah, it was great.
Also, you told me I'd breathe through my teeth during the podcast.
You know what's awesome for podcasts?
Now I'm self-conscious.
Is when you say, hey, did you see that thing? That's never a good thing.
Ah, that's basically dead air. Well done, Xander. Well done.
Did you see that thing? That's awesome.
Can you see this thing? For those listeners at home, I am flashing my boyfriend.
With what? Oh, it's a finger. The very long finger.
Yeah, I guess where that's going in about an hour.
I can imagine.
I don't know why we're waiting an hour. The podcast is almost over.
Into a ship.
Yes, you got it! Yes. Actually, you just stole my joke, and I'm a little angry at you. I was setting up for a Mass Effect joke there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That finger was going to the enter key.
It was going to what?
The enter key, because I'm actually... The second this podcast is over, I'm downloading that fucking game. You can go home for all I care, playing my goddamn game.
Mass Effect.
You can watch me play.
No, you're not that guy.
No, I'm not. I wish I was. I wish I could be that guy. That's just fucking mean.
You can watch. I used to be that guy when I didn't know any better growing up. Were you ever that? Or anything like that?
No, I did not get into video games until like, what, six years ago?
Oh, right, you're a late bloomer.
Oh my god, you're the one. You introduced me to all these old games that were fantastic.
Yeah.
And then I've skipped like a whole generation of games and now I'm at like Mass Effect 3.
You were watching Scott Pilgrim like, I get none of this.
I did get none of it, but it was still fun.
They're pixels. I get none of the references. But there's a guy there's a lot of hot guys in that movie.
Yes,
holy shit. I want to fuck the vegan so hard.
Don't, you might catch vegan.
No, that's fine. If I hit that sexy, I'm fine with that.
Okay, valid point.
Yeah. I mean, there might be vegan police and stuff, but you could have fun before that.
You know, the worst part is I'd love to say, like, oh, man, if being vegan makes you that sick, no, still not worth it.
God damn it.
I love steak.
Well, apparently, if you just eat the protein, like steak and cum, and steak-covered cum. Wait.
Cum-covered steak.
No, you don't know. There is steak-covered cum.
Okay.
Not with my love.
Hold on, wait. Oh my god, I think you're right. I don't think vegans can swallow cum. Holy shit!
This is an animal product.
Oh my god, do you think that's ever come up? Do you think two gay vegans were together and then... Okay, one scenario, the one guy that was blowing the other backed off.
I can't swallow because...
Right. But it could have been worse. Like, he backed off, I can't swallow, I'm vegan. What would have been worse? The guy getting the blowjob ripped the other guy's head off his dick like, no!
Ripped his head off his dick?
Well, he's sucking him. Like, no, don't swallow, you're vegan.
Oh, because of the superpower.
Right.
Oh, okay, I can see that now.
You know, that's a classy way to end this episode. I'm good now.
I'm so confused. So, Sub-Zero is a vegan? Is that what we're saying here?
Yes!
That gives you head-ripping powers?
Oh, no, Sub-Zero can't be a vegan. He ate all frozen food.
Oh, I was going to say he says, come here, but that's the wrong guy. He just threw fireballs. Scorpion. Yeah, it's another one of the vegan powers.
And then smoke.
Smoke that...
No, smoke was one of the robots.
That's when they got silly.
Hey, Reptile was not silly.
Oh, yeah, but that's before... That was too... Well, still silly. It was sexy, but silly. Kind of like...
Don't take Reptile away from
those clowns we saw on HBO. No, I'm kidding.
Classy note to go out on.
Yes. Sex clowns.
Sex clowns!
That's it for now.
Hey, I just breathed through my teeth. You're right. I just did it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. I'm retarded.
All right. I'm Xander.
I'm Alkali, and I breathe through my teeth.
Yeah, goodbye, all.
Good night.